Let us go, okay? So, I hope you've learned. By the way, have you learned anything this morning?
Yes.
Okay. What is the most important thing you learned this morning? Antali magsabing yes eh. Pag humingi ako ng specifics, what's the most important thing you learned this morning?
That we can have a lot of problems, but it's even harder to determine kung structure people or problem or process problem.
Okay,
siya.
Very good. So it's a discipline. The importance of accurately defining the problem?
Yes, and what kind of problem it is.
Very good. What else? Anyone else? Most important thing you learned this morning?
I mean, finding solutions for that particular problem. Like what happened this morning, I thought of having, you know, providing solution, a structured solution for a process problem. So,
finding the right solution for the nature of the problem.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Yes, Anna. There is a premium in communication. Wonderful.
That's the ano. Kasi it's so hard eh. Para even if you have, parang you really have to communicate it, parang complete ano talaga, details and all, para magkaintindihan. And you come up with the, kasi even if we accurately identify the issues, the problems, and the solution, if it's not being, para it will not be executed or implemented.
You need a lot of communication. You know the song. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. So, you know. Yes, sir. Raymond.
Sir, yung to categorize the problem, once you identify the problem, it's very key to categorize it as to structure, process, and people. Because once you categorize it, you take away unnecessary information.
Excellent.
Therefore, you could focus, you could pinpoint the problem.
Mas madali, ano?
Yes,
mas
sir.
Madali. Mahirap pa rin, pero mas madali. Yes, Mimi.
It gives me courage, learning that you really have the opportunity to address issues, and the idea of talking to your boss if you're having difficulty on something, and having the assurance that they listen. Sometimes, kasi especially if you're new, nakakatakot pag okay, pakikinggan kaya nila yung idea or hindi, or baka naman waste of their time
lang.
Ikaw pa,
ang babait ng mga boss mo.
Ay, yes. Yes po.
Anything else? Anyone else? Very good. Alam nyo na yung three frogs on a log in the pond, ano? Hindi mo nakuha yun. There were three frogs on a log in the pond. Did I tell you that already?
No.
Not yet? Two frogs, there were three frogs on a log in the pond. Two frogs decided to jump into the water. How many frogs are left in the log? One. Three. Why three? Galing talaga. Very good. See, they only decided, they did not yet jump. What's the point? You will learn many things today. And you can decide to implement them. But until you actually implement them, you will still not have learned. Okay? In the worship group, what's his name? Was it Jam? Is Jam the big guy?
Lee?
Or is it Lee? Skinhead. Well, sabi niya, when he heard that, sabi niya, oh, so you have to log out until the frogs logged out. So Paul Barker found that very funny, actually. So until you actually implement what you learn, you will not learn it. Okay? The principle in learning is, until you apply it, you will not learn it. In fact, if you don't apply it, you'll forget it. Okay? You will forget it. Okay. Managerial competency number two, we're going to go very fast, much faster. Making sound decisions. Why do you have to be good at making sound decisions? Okay. Management problems almost always have a number of solutions from which you must choose. Okay. If you don't have a choice, that's a luxury. Okay. If you don't have a choice, that's a luxury. Kasi wala kang sakit na ulo, lang choice. But life being what it is, you always have choices. And as a manager, you must decide, you must learn how to make the right choices. Managers are paid to choose the alternative that solves the problem in the most efficient way possible. It is easy to overestimate the accuracy of going on gut feel. No, didiskartihin ko na lang yan. Well, we almost overestimate the accuracy of that. The amount of thinking that goes into making a sound decision is often underestimated because the hardest work of all is to think. Acting without thinking leads to immediate gratification and often wrong choices. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm the laziest person as far as thinking is concerned. Thinking is very hard work, okay? And when I do my consultancy, all day my clients are seated and I'm standing up, but I'm forcing them to think because it's their problem. And unless they solve it themselves, I will be useless. After the day, they're exhausted. They're totally exhausted. Sabi nga sa akin, ba't ganun? Nakaupo lang naman kami. But I feel so exhausted. Kasi sabi ko, you did the hardest work on earth. You thought. You used your head. Okay, so, let me see, I had a quotation, didn't I? Yeah? The father of success is ideation, its mother is execution. What I mean is, good ideas implemented poorly will not be good ideas. So, execution has a lot to do with decision making. Okay, so, how to make sound decisions? Number one, what exactly is the problem? What is the underlying issue? Kanya po, this morning, we were all about problem identification. Okay? Number two, what are the alternative solutions? What objectives must the chosen solution achieve? Which solutions or alternatives achieve the objectives? And among these alternatives, which one is the most desirable? And if you think that was complicated, go to the next slide. The decision-making process framework. I want you to skip that and go to the handout. Okay? The decision process form. All right? Go to the decision process form. Are you there? Decision process form. There's a form. Okay? Right. So I'm going to read the slide as you look at that form. Number one, define the problem accurately. And then state what decision has to be made. Kita po dyan sa form, decision statement. Okay. What decision do you have to make? To choose the venue for this event. Okay. That's a decision statement. And you have alternatives. Venue A, venue B, venue C, for example. That's number three. Articulate the available alternatives. Establish the objectives or musts. Pag mag-decide ka, you have to have musts. For example, it must be in Metro Manila. Pumipili ako ng tatlong venue for an event. It must have this kind of capacity kasi it's a big event. It's going to be, there will be 10,000 people. So it must have at least 10,000 seats or maybe 12,000 seats. What else? So, lalagay mo yung musts. Pagkatapos noon, lagay mo yung wants. What are the wants? Yung must kasi, kung wala siyang, kung hindi niya mafulfill yung must, disqualified na siya. For example, one venue can only fit 8,000 people, no na siya doon. So, he's dead. That option is dead. Yung wants, yung mga magsusurvive na option, let's say A and C, nagsurvive sila, pumasa sila sa must. Yung want, yun yung pinaka. Okay? Desirable elements. Pinakamura. And you express it in extreme. Cheapest. So you will score the surviving alternatives according to that parameter. Or most accessible. Or easiest to deal with. Or nicest facility. Okay? Yun yung wants. You will then, yung mga nag-survive na alternative dun sa must, you score them on a scale of 10 dun sa wants. In a scale of 10, which one is the nicest? Oh, yung pinaka-nice, bigyan mo ng 10. Yung sumunod, bigyan mo ng 9 or 8 or 7, whatever. And then you do that, and then you just total the score, and then you decide. kung ano yung decision. And if you don't understand it, that's okay. We're going to do an exercise anyway. As a matter of fact, do you have any questions before we go to the process case study? Okay? So, a decision analysis is basically, what decision do you have to make? Okay? Number two, what are your alternatives? Okay? I mean, if you have 18 alternatives, prune them down naman to 3 to 5 para hindi ka naman mapagod masyado. Okay? And then musts. What should each alternative meet? Any alternative that does not meet a must is eliminated. Yung lamang nagsusurvive na alternative will be rated on the wants. Okay? Prior to that, you draw what the wants are. Okay? So, anong case number one natin? Supplier. Okay. Where are the handouts? Ah, nandiyan na ba? Oh, sige. So, can I have a copy so I can talk with you guys? All right. May copy ka pa? Okay, so, decision case study number one, decision analysis form. We are tasked to choose the supplier for the merchandise we will be selling at Ignite 2013. There are three. So, are you with me?
Yes.
Sinong wala? Raise your hand. Case study number one, decision analysis form. Laika, are you there? Okay. Okay. Everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Go back to your groups. Groups of fours and fives. Go back to your groups, okay? I want you to elect a new group leader. Okay, listen. You are tasked to choose the supplier for the merchandise which will be sold at Ignite 2013. There are three suppliers to choose from. We need to choose one to start producing the materials in time for the Lifebox conference on May 28 to 30, 2013. So, sulat nyo dyan decision statement. Whatever the decision statement that you think should be written there. You have three alternatives, Jer Bros Marketing, Green Ads, and Promo Gift and Concepts. The data of these suppliers are in the next page. Okay? And based on what should be your musts, okay? What should be your musts, and then what should be your wants, and then score them. Any questions? Under the musts, yes, no lang. Yes, no. Okay? Yes, no lang ang sagot doon. Under the wants, it's a rating of 1 to 10. How about 5 minutes? Ready? Go. 5 minutes. Mm. And your common sense. Yung must is, kasi pag excellent quality, how can you say yes or no there? So, ang yes-no dyan is achieves minimum quality. I don't know what the standards of victory are. So, kasi dapat yes-no, kaya niya sagutin na yes-no. Eh. Yeah, reliable, yeah, pwedeng yes-no. Affordable, pwedeng yes-no. When you say service, what do you mean service?
Descriptive pa lang.
Kailangan meron yes-no. Okay, finish or not finished, you are finished. Okay, folks. Time's up, time's up. You want more time?
Yeah.
2 minutes. Oh, sige. Dali kong kausapin dyan. 2 minutes. Last 2 minutes. I forgot to tell you. You have to weigh the wants. Pero hindi na bale. Mamaya na lang. It's too complicated. Meaning pare-pareho yung weight. 60 seconds. Tapos na kayo? Seconds.
You put there what you decided.
Yeah, to choose. What you have to decide. To choose. Which supplier? 10 seconds. Absolute deadline. All right, time's up. How did you find the exercise? Hard. What's hard about it?
It's very, it's so
Well, for us, we took a long time for the decision statement kasi kailangan clear kung ano yung, yun yung guide kasi. Tapos, for us then we have different perspective kung alin yung want saka must.
All right, very good. Anyone else? Sa kayo nahirapan? How did you find the exercise? Mike.
We had a hard time of deciding the supplier, to who to assign it with.
Okay.
We need to, parang,
okay.
We're trying to put the names on it. Eh.
All right. Any other comments before I give my comments? Kayo, how did you find it? Okay naman, I'm totally bored, sabi ni Merly.
Naka-on na. Ang ano lang po is defining the must and the wants.
Yep.
Yun lang po. Doon lang medyo natagal lang.
Okay. Okay. Let's go through it. What is the decision statement? What decision do you have to make? Oh, to choose which supplier. Okay. Very good. No?
We place here a decision statement to identify and award the account of job to a fast, capable, and high-quality supplier and reasonable price. So we stated it that way.
Yeah, well, complicated naman yun. No, kasi loaded na yung must dun eh. Kailangan, decision statement to choose a supplier. Okay? All right. To choose the most appropriate supplier. Okay. What were your musts? By the way, what's the situation? What is the situation? Ignite. And it's for students, all right? And will... Huh?
And it's ASAP.
It's ASAP. Will Victory make money? So, anong policy ninyo? The cost is also the selling price? Konting amount. All right. So,
like round of 200.
All right. Now, who takes the risks?
The supplier. Why is that consignment? We're ordering it.
You're ordering a quantity, di ba?
Victory takes the risk.
So, usually, pag ganyan, what, let's say t-shirts ang merchandise. Let's say, no? Let's say t-shirt. How many t-shirts do you order? 'Yan muna.
Yeah, I understand it's not stated there, but in my experience we do not shoulder costs or anything kasi nga we are a non-profit.
Uh-oh. So teka muna. So let's say how many people go to Ignite ba roughly?
We have 8,000.
Let's say 8,000. Kung 8,000 'yan, and let's say the premium item typically is what, t-shirt? Let's say t-shirt. Ilang o-orderin nyo, usually? Kung 8,000 yung darating?
Actually, we don't order. We just present them that this is the event. Ito yung the type of, the group of people who's going to attend. And then sila na yon. Sila yung risk taker, di ba? O sea, siguro, mga ilan? 8,000. Kasi that's, ano na, kasi yun yung capacity ng Cuneta, for instance. Tapos sila na yung magte-take ng risk na,
that's
ma'am,
what I, okay.
Based on the last Ignite, ma'am, naubos yung t-shirt namin eh. Uh-huh. So siguro this time dadagdagan ko.
Okay, that's the first question I wanted you to ask me. Kasi I was telling you, if you have a question, please ask me. So the first question is, who takes the risk? Some of you know the answer, but some of you probably didn't know the answer. So I think the supplier takes the risk. Okay, so wala kang inventaryo. Okay. So, pipili ka lang. Okay? No, yes.
Your statement says here, we are tasked to choose the supplier.
Yeah.
For the merchandise, we will be selling. Not the supplier will be selling.
So, on that premise alone, it's Victory.
Yeah. Well, the way, kasi it has to tie in with, we will be selling, meaning, yeah, Victory will allow. Oh, maski pa paano, hindi naman basta-basta sino magbenta ron. So you will authorize who will sell. So that's not necessarily mean you will take the risk, no? So now let me just so the current practice is the supplier takes the risk. So it's not a very hard decision.
No, it's not.
Kasi in terms of financial risk, wala kang financial risk. Okay, very good. So what should be the musts? What are your musts? This group, anong musts ninyo?
Output quality.
All right. And what did you put? Minimum excellent or minimum moderate?
Again.
What did you put in the must? Output quality. Wala, output quality lang. Ano pa? Ano pang ibang must ninyo? Output quality, what else?
Yung sa coordination and the track record.
Dapat may qualifier?
Yeah, so, meaning, paano mo sasagutin? Coordination, yes, no. I can coordinate, I cannot coordinate. I don't understand that. You see, sometimes the problem is you are imposing a must that is not a must. Okay? So, ang tanong ko nga rito, there's no financial risk. Okay? Now, the market are students. Walang, hindi masyadong malaki pera nun. Okay. So, on the other hand, ayaw mo namang low quality. Okay. So, therefore, one of your musts has to be moderate and up quality. Alright? So, kasi kung output quality lang at wala kang parameter, how will you choose? Alright? O, ano pang ibang must ninyo? Kayo, this group, ano pa?
Track record.
Okay. Great. Good track record. Alright? What other musts? Meron pa ba? Wala na?
Cost.
Oh, cost. Yes. Ano nilagay niyong cost? Cheap to moderate. Very good. Okay. Okay. Any other must? Okay. Sa inyo, any other must? Listen to what the must. Okay. And what should be the production capacity? Kasi all of them have production capacity. Small to medium scale. Okay. What other musts? Ano yung tatlo nyo?
The quality, the capacity.
Okay. Yes.
For us, we also place coordination in a must.
Just want to
deal with people who are stressful, hard with you.
Okay, but... Yeah. It's open-ended. That's why it's hard. Coordination, what did you put as a parameter?
No.
That's true. Okay, because May 28 na yan, it's already March 14. So real world dito. This is a real world situation. Okay, so out of curiosity, who survived the musts in your case? Who was eliminated? If any. Kasi one no is eliminated. That thing is dead.
One no.
So, ilan ang nag-survive? One no in any parameter, it kills that alternative. Only green ads, okay? In your case? Green ads lang, in your case? Green ads. Kayo? Green ads, kayo?
Green ads.
Green ads. So, isa lang ang nag-survive. So, ginawa pa, yung once, ginawa pa niyo? Hindi na. Kasi isa lang survivor. Okay? Why do you need a one? Pumili ka na sa mask pa lang.
Mali siguro yung process namin. Kasi what we did, we identified kung ano doon yung mask and wants. Tapos saka namin in-score.
Mali. Sayang ang pagod niyo. Must muna. Baka walang mag-survive eh. Alright? Alright? So, now what's difficult? In your experience, what is difficult? Identifying the musts, yes?
Not everyone has the quality you're looking for. Not every supplier.
No, I'm not talking about the suppliers, but in the process of decision making, what is most important?
What's the most important? In terms of real world scenario, it's hard sometimes because some people won't make it to your must, and then you have to deal with them kasi nga wala in the real world.
Oh, when that happens in the real world, what do you do?
Go for the compromise.
You compare on the wants na. Yes.
Or you modify your musts.
Yeah.
Kasi sometimes your musts are not musts. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes. Okay? Any other comment? Kasi meron po tayong number two case study. But yung must, pag isa lang ang survivor doon, wala nang want. Now, let's look at Jell Bros. I'm sorry, Green Ads. Does it have a track record?
Yes.
Cost?
Three.
Quality?
Moderate.
So, may value added siya.
Yeah.
Yung quality niya, hindi low. Moderate. Okay, very good. Are they easy to talk to?
Yes.
Do they have the production capacity?
Not necessarily.
Productivity-wise. They're small scale, but is the merchandise complicated? I mean, you're not gonna sell Samsung iPhone, you know? Yeah, all right. Samsung iPhones, mali. That's too complicated. But they're not believers. Hindi ba must yun? I mean, what kind of irreligious people are you? Okay? So, irrelevant yung hindi siya believer, correct? Okay. So, that parameter was put there to throw you guys off. But because you are so highly spiritual, you didn't buy it. All right. Any other comments? Yes.
I just have a question. Like in decision making, most of the time ba, yung must ko, can it be just one? Kasi parang you're basing yung decision na to like from your past experience. Like for instance, me, parang I'm making a decision now to change my career. Yung nagsisend ng ano ko, ng mails ko.
Akala ko new career. Career. Akala ko career.
Yan, so, yun, kunwari, I have a present one, pero yung pinaka-problema ko lang sa kanya is the proof of delivery, that report. Parang the rest, the cost, mga ganun. So, can it be na yun lang, kumbaga isa lang yung must ko?
But to go to a new universe of couriers?
Yes.
Ay, hindi pwede. Kasi yeah. The other musts that you are taking for granted must be there if
must
they
be
will
there
be
also.
Supply.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, case study number two. Proceed. I will give you, because you're now much smarter, you only have 5 minutes. This is this year's admin staff team building will have 75 participants and is scheduled on September 11 to 13, 2013. As part of the planning committee, we are tasked to look for an appropriate venue for the event. Okay? So you have three. So para mabilis, what is the decision statement? To choose a venue. Very good. Oh, sige. Go na. What are your musts and what are your wants? 5 minutes. Time's up. Okay. Time's up. Can I have your attention? I will ask a very simple question. Okay? From each group. Who won?
Punta.
Dito. De Fabian, o kayo? Not yet finished, kayo? Punta de Fabian.
Fabian.
De Fabian. Fabian. If you have to make a decision right now, who? Okay. How on earth can you make any decision? How on earth can you make any decision? All right. Are they available?
Yes.
How do you know?
It's
no, it's not here.
Here.
I know.
popular.
You're just looking for it. No one told you it's available. So how can you make a decision? Is it my responsibility to give you all of the information? Huh? No, you're being asked to make a decision.
Yeah, from the list kasi, the first thing that we need to find is the facilities
right.
that can accommodate us,
right.
especially our yung
right. you
team,
have
team building.
Number of people who will go there, you have the date.
Actually po, wala pong number of people.
Hindi ba 75?
Saan?
75.
Yung pupunta po, pero the capacity of the venue, wala po.
Ay, siguro naman.
So,
yeah.
Marami it's kang, not there.
Well, yeah, but
so,
siguro nga 75, magkakasya dyan.
With the thought of, yung it's a team building event, so we need those kind of facilities they have. But the question that you have, if they're available, that's our next, what we usually do.
No, but I'm sorry, you already made a decision. So my question to you, how can you make a decision? Second question, how can you make a decision? What's your budget? Where is it here? Where's the budget here? So, how can you make a decision? So I never heard anyone ask me a question. What's my point? My point is this. Forget this analysis if you don't have all the data. And it is not my responsibility to give you the data. Okay? And this is the most important lesson you will learn about decision making. You better have all of the data. Okay? See, you fell into my trap. You trusted me. But I'm not supposed to spoon feed you, you see. So. Oh, sige. Ipagpalagay natin. Eh, hindi mo naman alam kung available. So, 75 admin people are in a bus going to Punta de Fabian. Only to find out it is totally exclusive to a wedding. So, what quality of decision did you just make? Okay, so. So, thou shalt gather thy own data. You cannot make a decision if you don't have all of the data. And we deliberately excluded those information to test you if you are paying attention or not. And obviously, none of you were paying attention. Let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. Other applicabilities of this decision-making form. You're single and three gentlemen are courting you. Gentleman A, gentleman B, gentleman C. Okay. What should be the musts?
Single.
Yes. Very good. No? Correct yun. Correct. Single. Ano pa? Okay. Okay. It's too late. You have confessed your souls already. So, at least dumating yung Christian, pare. Dumating yung Christian. All right. So, dapat nga naman single. Christian. Ano pa? Ha? May trabaho. Okay. More importantly, yung may trabaho, more importantly, kaya akong pakainin. All right? Because somebody, this is a true story, a gentleman asked for the hand of his girlfriend from his father, her father. And so the father said, well, are you ready to feed the family? So he looked at the family around him, and then he looked at his girlfriend, sabi niya, oh, I'm ready to feed Emily, I don't know about the rest of you. So, single, a Christian can support me. Ikaw ang babae, can support me.
Once, yeah, once. For your kids.
Okay. Na, pag good looking, teka muna. Kailangan kasi may yes no ang sagot doon eh. Kasi kung good looking, paano ang yes no doon? Baka ang gusto mo not ugly. Oh, yes no 'yun eh.
Fair. Nice jeans.
So. Okay? True gender. I mean, okay, now. You see,
looking for a wife or husband. Baka naman they're single, but they're not.
No, they're courting you now.
I'm courting you, okay.
Yeah, three gender courting, okay, fine. So, then the ones will be, okay, pinakapogi. Lahat ng papasa sa mas, pinakapogi. Okay? Pinakamalaking sweldo. Hindi ka kasi pumasa siya sa mast eh. Okay? Oh, ano pa? Ano pa? Ha? Oh. Something very basic. In fact, dun sa mast, something very basic.
Small group.
Ha? Pay attention. Ladies, pay attention. There's a very big mast that you are missing. Masyado kayong real spiritual. I mean, back to earth. Earth to victory. Earth to victory. Come in.
Marunong mag-Tagalog.
Come on. Huh? Yeah. Huh? Oh. Single Christian can feed me, can support me. Oh. Huh? Culture. Ladies. Oh, pay attention to your... Huh? A must. A must.
Loves
me.
Why will he court you if he doesn't love you?
How do you know? Oh. How do you know? No. He's just after your body, but he doesn't love you. Oh. Oh. Teka muna. Teka muna. Meron pang isang must. Oh, he loves you. Oh, there's another must. Yun naman, dapat naman siguro. Must yun eh. Kaya, I at least like him. See? See, what does it do to your decision making? See, let me feedback to you. Let me feedback to you what you just did. You've just made a mess of your life. Because your musts did not include very important things like, does he love me? And by the way, do I like him? Those are musts.
Because you give it more than if you're courting. Which is wrong, because then you shouldn't have a gift.
Yeah. Oh, what am I saying? What am I saying? This decision-making model applies anywhere. It forces you to think through your decisions rather than puro emotion or, you see, it organizes your thoughts. And now, if you have kids and they're trying to choose a career, choose a school, choose a what, take him or her through the decision analysis, okay? What are your alternatives? Ganon. All right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
It applies. Oh, in church, okay. You are choosing who to promote. Oh, candidate A, candidate B, candidate C. Very important. Para walang samaan na loob. In Del Monte, we do this all the time. There's one managerial position open. There are five people who are qualified. Who should we promote? To avoid favoritism, to avoid cronyism, to avoid all sorts of problems, we do a rigorous decision analysis. Now, let me tell you, it is manipulable. Because you can manufacture a must to eliminate certain candidates. And so, rigorous yan, debate yan, talagang matagal po ang pag-form ng must. Are you with me? For example, ilalagay natin dyan, yung bata mo, wala siyang qualification na ganito, so you make sure that is not in the must. Ganun yun. So it is manipulable. So you need a lot of integrity, a lot of discussion. But if it is done well, it is a discipline that will help you a lot. Okay? Buying a car, you have a budget. You want to buy a second-hand car. This is my budget. What are my alternatives? Model A, Model B, Model C. Okay? And it's just, to me, it's second nature. Once you get this into your head, it's a thinking, It's a thinking habit that is excellent. And once you mahasa ka dyan, it's automatic. In your head, it's automatic. And it's a good discipline. Okay, now. Meron pang isang must kanina.
Sa love?
Yeah. What?
Do you love me? Do I love me?
The spirit must confirm it to me. Okay? See? So, Lord, who among the three? Okay? Now, sabihin mo sa kanya, Lord, kung wala kang i-eliminate dyan, kasi pasado lahat sila sa must ko. So, before I go to the ones, ikaw muna. Confirm, pasado ba lahat talaga sa tatlong ito so that I will proceed to the ones? Or is there anyone you want to eliminate? Huge must. Okay? So you go to the Lord and say, I will not go to the ones until you tell me. I'll give you some time to impress upon me who should it be. Okay?
Is it possible to love all three?
It depends how, if they're equal in pogi and equal in salary. Kanya nga, nasa must yun eh. Maski na tatlo, mahal ka, pero isa lang ang gusto mo, i-eliminate. Hindi naman. Kasama yun. No. Sabi ko nga eh, after all of the musts have been done, you go to the Lord. Before you go to the ones. So, what if the Holy Spirit, No. Listen carefully. Okay, listen. You see, what you tell the Holy Spirit is this, Lord, I do not know everything. If there's something I don't know about this person, who I prefer versus the others, will you please show it to me? Super must. Super, super must.